If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every tax season, and anytime any big tax story comes up, the guy we always talk to is Stephen Moskowitz, Moskowitz LLP, tax attorney. Stephen, welcome back to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Thank you so much. I always so enjoy doing your show. And one of the things I want to talk about this year is that the government has gotten so into our lives. However, they're actually paying us to do some of the things they want us to do. For example, how would you like it if the IRS lessened the price of a car you're going to buy by $7,500?
So how is that occurring?
That's the electric vehicle credit. So, and also, let's talk about the difference between a credit and a deduction. If you have a $100 deduction and you're in the 30% tax bracket, you save $30 in taxes. But if it's a credit and you have a $100 credit, you save $100 in taxes.
That's really a good distinction, and I think people, you're right, I think people blur those two together regularly.
It's a big deal, and it doesn't matter what your tax bracket is. In my example, you save $100. So here, for getting an electric vehicle, you can save up to $7,500. Now, they sweeten it some more. Just normally, most things in taxes, you file a form. Like, if you're going to file this form, it'll be Form 8936. But guess what? You have an option. When you're in the car dealership, you say, you know, instead of my filing Form 8936, I'll give the credit to you. You give me the $7,500 right now. I'm going to drive out with that $7,500 saving. I mean, that's a big deal.
Heck yeah.
And other things too. Then the government has gotten into the energy efficiency. They're giving us a credit for what they call energy efficient home improvements, like installing new doors, windows, skylights, insulation, heat pumps, and a lot of other things. And water heaters, upgrades to electrical systems. And this is terrific. Then they go on and they give another credit for residential clean energy credit. Again, these are things that you're improving your house. For example, maybe you're doing solar or geothermal, heat pump, home battery storage, fuel cell, all these things. They're giving the money away. And what about your kitchen? Guess what? They're giving you credits for your kitchen too, like an electric stove, a cooktop, range, or oven. And the bottom line is it doesn't stop there, because they also go ahead, and they're even giving you credits for savings. There's a savings credit where you go ahead, and if you put some money into your retirement account, they'll give you a credit for that, too. So the bottom line is, I know the government is just into our lives, but here is something they're really doing for us. And these are things you'd want to do anyway. And you might wonder, well, why is the government giving all these credits? Because in a democracy, the government still can't order us to do something they want, like make our vehicles and homes more efficient. But they can pay us to do it, and it's very, very effective. So the bottom line is there's just so much there.
Here's a question, Stephen, I know I think a lot of people have, and I don't know if it's this year or next year or whatever, the change in the amount of money where, like, if I'm paying babysitters a bunch of money or gardeners or whatever, the 1099, all the stuff, where a lot of us have just been paying cash and not worrying about it. What all changed with the laws on that?
They keep changing that. And the idea of a 1099 is these are payments that you make in business. So the bottom line is, if you're not sure, the answer is really easy. You just file it, because there's no penalty for filing something you're not required to. That's the way around it. However, whoever does your taxes should know that and be able to tell you. But that's the deal with that. And the other thing you have to watch out for is this person, and here's the big deal about what you're talking about, is that person truly an independent contractor, so you don't have to withhold payroll taxes, you don't have to match Social Security taxes, you don't have to have the workers' comp and all that, or is that person your employee, in which case you have to do all those things, and if you don't, you can get in a lot of trouble. So that's another thing you have to watch out for. Is it truly an independent contractor or as an employee? That's a big one you have to watch out for.
So what makes a sitter or a gardener or whoever you're paying cross the line into being your employee? Is it the amount of money, or is there more to it than that?
There's a lot more to it. Usually it's a lot more how much control do you exercise. So, for example, if you say, come to my home at 8:30 Monday through Friday, you have an hour for lunch at noontime, and they're pretty much working for you, that's an employee. The independent contractor is somebody, they have their own business, they have their own employees, they have their own assets, and sometimes there's a close line. For example, the IRS has a 20-question form where they help you determine, is that payee really an independent contractor or the employee? So if you're thinking about it, that's another resource where you take a look at those 20 questions.
Who gets audited? Like, who would get caught in this sort of stuff? Is it mostly rich people that get audited, or are they audited? Who gets audited?
That's a great question. And the government is very clear that everybody can be audited. But the statistics on who can be audited are where the real answer is. The higher your income, the more likely you are to be audited. That's one thing. Another thing is there's something called DIF, D-I-F, Discriminant Income Function. That's where all of our tax returns go through a computer, and they check 66 different factors. And this gives you what's called an audit score for audit potential. The higher your points, the more likely you are to be audited. One factor is your percentage deductions against your income. Another factor is certain categories, like, do you have a small business loss? Did you take a home office deduction? Doesn't mean that you can't. There are factors they're interested in. Also, the total amount of your income, the total amount of deductions. Another thing that they do, and this is published every year in the Wall Street Journal, is they compare your deductions to the national average. So there's many, many factors. Other factors is how you do in previous audits. If you owed money in a previous audit, they're more likely to audit you again, thinking that you've done something wrong again. The bottom line is everybody has a chance of being audited. Something I've always believed is that you should take everything to which you're legally entitled, no more and no less. And in reality, most people cheat on their taxes. They cheat themselves by not taking everything to which they're legally entitled and missing out because they're so afraid of an audit. And the way I say that is, you wouldn't stop driving your car because at some point a police officer is going to pull you over and want to see your driver's license. Okay, here's the license. There's no problem. And that's what I would say. Make sure you're entitled to something and then go ahead and do it and save the money.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. And I mean, you've been in this business your whole life. You know it, but I'm sure you're right. There are way more people that aren't taking advantage of various things than are taking unfair advantage.
Oh, absolutely. Way, way, way more. And so often you hear somebody, oh, I don't want to do that. I might get audited. And I'll go back to the car example. That's like, so, well, I don't want to drive to the grocery store because a police officer might stop me. No, take everything to which you're legally entitled, no more and no less. And there's so many good things that spell out if you're entitled to something or not. And the government has given us so many benefits. I know everybody complains about the taxes, but I'm into the good part of it, where there's so many benefits. And you take a look at the big companies, the Fortune 500, they're making billions and they pay little or no taxes. Wealthy people have an army of people like me. They take everything that the law provides. They're just doing what the law provides, and they're paying so much taxes. It's like when I talk to a new client, I say, so, do you think you make more or less than Apple Computer? And we all laugh, and they admit they're making less than Apple Computer. But I say, guess what? You're paying more taxes than they are. You have to utilize the tax law. That's what it's there for.
How many pages of tax law are there now?
Oh, it goes on forever. And it's not just the pages of tax law. Every day, courts are interpreting the tax law. So the Congress people, in their infinite wisdom, make a law and say, you can deduct X. And then the courts determine, well, what is X? And so many times, and you see this all the time in tax court, that the judges of equal rank have totally different ideas of what X is. And in real life, in the trenches, that's why the IRS settles so many cases, although most cases settle anyway, is that it's called the hazards of litigation, where there's so many cases say, yes, you can do that. So many cases say, no, you can't. So you take a percentage and you all go home.
When should someone call you? Like, if you get if I'm in trouble with the IRS, will they send me a letter? Will they call me? How will I even find out? And then what's the first thing I should do?
In a civil case, normally they'll send you a letter. And the first thing you should do is go ahead and get professional help, because an audit is like a heavyweight boxing match. Nobody but another heavyweight better climb in that ring. On the criminal side, normally they send two agents with gold badges and guns and knock on your door. You have the right to remain silent. You should exercise that.
But as you've been saying for your years we've been talking to you, don't throw away those letters from the IRS and hope it'll go away.
Well, as a practical matter, over the years, it's amazing how many people would walk into my office literally with a stack of unopened envelopes and say, I couldn't bear to open them. I have to literally open the letter in the office and tell a client what was going on. And here's one of the bad parts about that. You have so many rights. For example, there's something, let's say you owe some taxes and you can't pay it. One of the rights you have is a very powerful right. It's called a collection due process hearing. And what happens with that is that if you disagree with the guy that's trying to collect from you, you can go right over his head to have this special hearing. The IRS can't collect from you pending that. You have the right to go to tax court if the hearing officer abuses his discretion. You have so many rights. It's a great thing. But you only have 30 days from the date of the letter to exercise it. Ooh. What a crying shame if you have an absolute really, really, really helpful right and you waive it, you throw it out because you didn't open an envelope. Open the envelope. And if you can't bear to, if it's a psychological thing, if you can't bear to open the envelope, the day you get it, call somebody and let him or her open the envelope for you. We've done it for lots of clients.
Hey, we're out of time, but that is a good note to leave on. And one for all, you get the letter from the IRS, open it, deal with it right away, because it's only to your advantage. And if you can't open it, take it to Stephen or someone like Stephen. MoskowitzLLP.com is website. Thank you, Stephen. And another big tax law gets passed. We'll talk to you to figure out what it means.
Thanks so much. I had a great time as always.
You bet. Thank you.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.